This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Benji Jeffords. As 2016 comes to a close, we look back at some of the social justice issues that took center stage. People in the area wanted change and recognition of concerns they had. In April, a website blog surfaced named May 2nd Student Strike, calling for a student strike on the SIU Carbondale campus. It coincided with graffiti found in several spots on campus with similar language. The purpose was to shut down campus for the day to bring attention to anonymous groups' list of grievances. Those included funding higher education, restoring the MAP grants, moving away from researching fossil fuels in the Advanced Coal and Energy Resource Center, lowering administrative employees' salary, reducing student debt, and creating student and faculty task force to deal with racism and sexism.
Let's take it outside where we can be heard!
When May 2nd arrived, dozens of students protested across campus in different buildings occupied by different administrators. Many students had varying opinions of the strike.
I've seen racism as a problem my whole life, and I guess I'm finally deciding, you know, I should try to help do something about it.
I also don't really think that a strike is going to be, like, the best thing to benefit the students here. I don't think that's the best thing that we could do to get our voice across. I'm not really sure what the best thing would be, but I don't think a strike is what it would be.
As we're fighting for a cause, sexism, racism, budget cuts, all that. We all are affected by it.
It makes me feel unsafe, to be honest, because there's been a lot of calls for riots. Honestly, I really wish I wouldn't have came to the school.
I think it's great to voice your opinions and to share them. I hope that what they're trying to accomplish works.
The strike continued across campus for most of the morning, but was peaceful with no acts of violence or arrest. Many of the protesters felt good that their message was heard.
As you can see, it's not violent. We're just protesting. We're just fighting for a cause.
Administrators and student leaders began a series of meetings, town hall events, and conversations on how to change things. And that dialogue continues as 2016 comes to a close. During the summer, on the last day of July, Carbondale did see some violence. A police officer was shot. Police were responding to gunshots fired on North Robert A. Stalls Avenue and began chasing a fleeing vehicle that shot multiple times at the squad car, hitting 26-year-old Officer Trey Harris. Three suspects were arrested just over a month later in Kansas and charged in connection to the incident, though they're not officially accused of shooting Officer Harris. The day after the shooting, retired Carbondale Police Sergeant Rich Bruner decided to show his support for all local law enforcement and first responders by organizing with others to show signs of support at the Carbondale Town Square Pavilion. He wants the community to be reminded that those workers are there to serve and protect everyone.
It's about supporting local law enforcement and making sure that the men and women that are out there risking their lives every day understand that they do have support, that, you know, the national and local narrative out there isn't all one-sided.
Just prior to the shooting, some community members were inspired to start their own Black Lives Matter local chapter called Black Love Adjoining Communities Collectively, or BLACK. Black member Jonathan Moore says the focus of the organization is to help the community connect and build relationships with city government and the police.
Our dialogue so far has only been a message, but we know we have got in contact with the mayor, the city council members, the police chief, et cetera, you know, and we just told them, we want better relationships. You know, we got to start by building our relationships. Everything else to me falls in play, you know.
Jonathan says the group wants to be real about the problems in society and come together and figure out the best way to stop or end the divide.
And racism and these things are real in this country, you know, and it's something we need to just accept. And we can't move forward from it if we won't sit back and accept it and go from there and say, I know this exists, how can we change? We won't do that. I'm not saying as a whole, as a country, we don't do it.
One thing the organization did to bring the community together this summer was to clean graffiti around town.
Actually, when they did this, I was walking by and I was like, you know, what are you doing? It made no sense.
As conversations continued across the region and across the nation, SIU administrators began working on new policies and procedures to increase tolerance and understanding on campus. Interim SIU Chancellor Brad Caldwell also acknowledged that racism is still around.
SIU, Carbondale is not perfect. There is racism on our campus, just as there is racism in society. And I hope we can join forces as a community to build respect and understanding.
SIU took steps to join forces by having a series of discussions called Saluki Speaks. Speaks is an acronym for Solutions for Peace and Equality Through Advocacy and Knowledge. They covered many social areas of interest, including the election, Black Lives Matter, the Orlando nightclub shooting, and gender, to name a few. Interim Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs Lori Stettler says the idea is to give students and the community a safe place for an open dialogue and discussion of social issues.
We tried to come up with a variety of topics that we thought would not only be interesting, would be challenging, create great dialogue, but would be useful to our students.
Assistant Dean of Students Deborah Barnett says the strong show of interest from students led them to want to continue the sessions in the spring semester.
One of the things that we saw students asking about is how they could be involved, and so we plan on reaching out to those students and really anyone who attended the series to see how they want to be involved and how they can help plan and even help facilitate some of the conversations for the future and select the topics.
Well, these issues will still be present in 2017. Leaders say it's great to see a community try to come together and acknowledge and make changes to give everyone a better future. For WSIU Radio, I'm Benji Jeffords.